Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part to our EWTN family, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Beautiful. And you and I got married at a church called the Church of the Transfiguration.
Yes.
And God has been transforming and transfiguring our lives ever since.
And you know, we pray during the show today, as we're especially speaking with Catholic singles, but just for everybody who's watching, that a manifestation of the Lord, his revelation of himself to those apostles that were with him, the hope that he gave when he really showed up and showed out. May you have that time in your life where Christ manifests himself and says, I want you to see, you know, who I am. Be encouraged, you know, stay with me, run for me. May the power of the Transfiguration be with us all through this show today.
Thank God. Well, we're thrilled today. We're going to be welcoming Anastasia Northrup to our show. Now, Anastasia is the founder and the director of the National Catholic Singles Conference, and she has been particularly involved in applying John Paul II's message to the single life since 2005, not only through the conference, but in various talks and articles and programs and in-person online events, including Relationship Ready, the Single Catholic's Roadmap to Marriage. Now, she's been a featured guest on multiple local and national radio programs over the years, and is a regular guest on More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. She currently resides in Texas, and she enjoys hiking and is the happy aunt of the world's cutest nieces and nephews. I'm sure they are. And today she is here to speak with us about how the National Catholic Singles Conference provides a community and a connection for single Catholics and the challenges of being single in today's world. We want you to go out to the website, nationalcatholicsingles.com. Yeah. Did you even know such a group existed? And after the conference, there is a conference at the end of the month, and I know she's going to talk about that. But it is a community that goes on, right? And where Catholic singles need support, they need a community and a place where they belong. And so we are going to have a wonderful conversation with Anastasia about all of those beautiful things.
Well, Anastasia loves to say, if you're single, whatever state you find yourself in, the Lord has a beautiful plan for your life and for your future now, and then you be encouraged. May the transfiguration power and manifestation of the Lord be on your life now. May you have community with others that are understanding this and walking this walk of singleness at this point in their lives. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder and the director of the National Catholic Singles Conference. Go out to the website, nationalcatholicsingles.com, and there's a beautiful conference that's happening the end of this month in Denver, Colorado. If you're single and you're thinking you might be interested in that, or you have a granddaughter or a grandson and you're like, I need for them to know about this, go to catholicsingles.com and get all the information you need there. Well, we're excited to have you today. And first, Anastasia, we want you to tell our family a little bit about yourself and then tell us the need for this beautiful apostolate.
Sure. Well, I'm the oldest of nine children, so I've always loved big families and loved my experience with that. I've five sisters and three brothers, and which has turned into marriages and now 22 nieces and nephews. And so that's a joy, being with them. I've kind of lived all over the place, originally from the West Coast, but I love Colorado because I did live there at one time, and I love the mountains. I love hiking. I love getting out in nature. And so I have ended up in ministry life my whole life. doing some pro-life work as a teenager, and then working with John Paul II's Theology of the Body and my family's media apostolate, recording conferences and retreats on all sorts of topics, but particularly with Theology of the Body in the early 2000s. So my work with the conferences and singles ministry grew out of that, because I thought, well, if people know how to live the Theology of the Body and what it means to be male and female, then they'll have better relationships and then hopefully better dating and marriages. And then, too, if you're called to the religious vocation or the priesthood, you know, his anthropology, his theology is about what it means to be human, you know, that we're made to be a gift of ourselves, to we have a vocation to love. And so whatever state in life you're in, that's important, you know, but there's not as much for singles as there are is for married couples and, you know, other vocation formation. So that's why I'm doing something for singles starting back in 2005.
I love that you're referring to John Paul II, because I was thinking as we were at the start of the show, I said, I think it was John Paul II that said, you know, he's speaking about vocations. And he said, remember, the first vocation for every baptized Christian Catholic person is the vocation to love. Mm. So if you're saying, like, you know, well, I'm at this point in my life, I didn't know I'd be at this point in my life, and where am I going, what am I doing? Well, he's just saying, well, just know this, that no matter where you wind up or what's happening, you have a vocation. It's to love, to agape, love. You know, me, every human being that you come in contact with. And that takes a lot of the pressure off, doesn't it? Because no matter where you wind up or think you're going to wind up, whatever, it's the same thing in a different context.
Well, exactly. And I think sometimes we can get hung up on this idea, well, if I'm not in the vocation to marriage or a vowed state, then somehow I'm less than. Mm-hmm. But that's not true at all, you know, because God has a particular plan for everybody. And there are a lot of people now, I think even more than there used to be, for sure, not I think, but I know, you know, that are in a space where they said, well, I mean, I thought I'd be married now and have a family. I mean, that's the case with me. I certainly did not expect to be single, you know, at my age. And so I'm certainly, honestly, if you had told me 20 years ago that I would still be single and still be doing this conference, I probably would have died on the spot, you know. But, you know, God is faithful, and he's shown me that, you know, his love and his faithfulness, like, you can have a fruitful life as a single person. Absolutely. And not that I don't, I mean, I still desire to be married. And, you know, but how do you live this in the present moment? All we have is a present moment, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to live this state fruitfully and joyfully, because, I mean, who wants to marry somebody who's, like, bummed out and depressed all the time anyway, right?
And the wrong person, right?
It's, well, that too.
It's better to be single. But tell our family why you think so many people are even choosing to remain single in the culture that we're living today.
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think, I mean, at least for the people I serve, I think a lot of them don't want to be single. Mm-hmm. Some people choose, I think, to be single because they look at the messy situation that we're in, right? The failed marriages, divorce. I mean, there's just like a whole list of things. And so I think what happens is that some might say, look, I don't want to mess with this. Actually, the other day, my hairdresser said that. She said, you know, what's wrong with being single after you've been hurt so many times? It's easier to do that. And I, you know, that's a good point. But I think a lot of people, at least the people that come to the conference, they want, and that are part of our community, they want to be married. It's just, that's not
so choosing one category. So why are people remaining singles if they're not choosing that?
Right.
And you mentioned some of those factors. Let's just go over those again. Why do we see in this these generation or last two generations a real lull in people getting married? Sometimes it's a choice. Other times it's what's happening. What's happening in the culture? What's happened in the family? You mentioned divorce.
Okay. Right.
I think that's a key thing. It's like, well, you know, I went through that, the child of divorce, the impact upon me. You know, if that's what that's about, I'm not sure I want to go down that road, or maybe they're afraid. Give us more on what's happening.
Sure. No, I mean, I think there's a lot of that because, you know, you have the sexual revolution and then it starts in contraception, and that brings about the breakdown of families. And then so if people grow up without an example, you know, of what a marriage can look like, and even a marriage maybe that struggles but is a good marriage and is lasts, right? If they don't have that example, then they're not going to have the confidence, right, in marriage. Or if they've been through it themselves, then they don't want to necessarily go through that again. You know, if divorced and annulled, that can be challenging, right? So there's a lot of those factors. But then you also have the factors of kind of our self-centered culture that emphasizes, oh, well, you know, you got to have your career, and that has to be, you know, for your self-worth, you have to have that. Or, you know, you can go through all these dating relationships and then be hurt, right? And so then it becomes more comfortable in a certain sense to not have to risk and not have to be vulnerable, not have to love, you know, because it takes risk, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they also have the thing of like, well, if I give up my singleness, mm-hmm. then I can't do what I want when I want, and I'm going to have to, you know, share a room in a closet. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these are things I've heard, right? Like, I'm not making this up. So it's, and wow. the older you get too, like my mom always said, the older you get, the more set in your ways you become, which mm-hmm. is true. Mm-hmm. And so I think it becomes harder the older you get. So all these things sort of compound together. And so then it can be the uncomfortable thing to have to give yourself in a relationship and to go through the struggles of like male-female complementarity, which is a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. but still, you know, you've been married so many years, and congratulations on your, mm-hmm. you know, many years of marriage. All these things, I think, pile up together. And then, of course, in our culture, they say, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free,
right?
So you've got that going on, mm-hmm. and when you put them all together, then you have people that are still single that say, you know, or the gender differences, right? That being leveled. People aren't as attracted to each other because men don't know how to be men, and women mm-hmm. don't know how to be women.
Right.
So you pile all that together, and
we got
you
a
have
mess
that situation
on.
That we're
no,
in now.
But how beautiful it is for this beautiful apostolate. And you said you started it in 2005 because the culture and what we find, we work at a pregnancy medical center, people are afraid of commitment. People don't want to get committed because for the laundry list of all the things that you said. Mm. And, you know, for us in marriage, and we used to do premarital counseling with couples that we married and stuff. And if you're not willing to give up half your life, don't get married. If you're not willing to give up the other half of your life and have children, because then you're left with no life. But that's the point. Because God wants to bring you to the end of you. And if we have a list that we present to God and say, he has to meet all of these check boxes and she has to meet all of these check boxes and kind of not hitting them, well, you're not perfect either.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we kind of think, you know, we're the perfect package and God should bring me that perfect spouse. And so it's happening in the church and out of the church. And then there is that divorce rate. So there's fear, mm-hmm. right? People have been hurt in marriage and in families where they, parents, even if they were Catholic, because the divorce rate is just as much in the church as it is out of the church, equal, same standard, which is, that's sad, right? And so we have to be able to see it through, you know, and that commitment. And it is for life.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here saying, well, you really got your work cut out for you because we're just touching on all these different things. But that's not right. It's not just that you have your work cut out for you. The family has its work cut mm-hmm. out for it. Mm. Marriages have their work cut out for it because of the training of the children, of being countercultural in this culture of our time. The church has a lot on its plate, and it needs to respond to this mm-hmm. time and to speak and to support people on this journey and what Satan's trying to do to young people, singles, or not so young people that are still single that want to be married. So it's a lot. Where does, you got a number of things. You got your own, you know, the ministry that kind of covers everything, your nationalcatholicsingles.com, mm-hmm. but then you got this national conference coming up. You want to say something, how did this begin, a conference? When did that begin? What are the components of it? Is it changing over the years? Because you've been involved with it how long now?
20 years.
20 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. Okay, so speak to us about that, the generating of it, how it's evolved, what's happening next. It's going to be in August. I mean, it's here.
It's coming up, mm-hmm. just in a few weeks here. So, so I had been working, like I said, with my family's media apostolate to record conferences and retreats on the theology of the body. And so once I started doing events for theology of the body, a friend of mine said, well, why don't you do something for singles? Mm-hmm. And being in my 20s at the time, I'm like, oh, okay, sure, that's a nice idea. I didn't realize, you know, he was older, and so he knew that there's not a lot, especially once you pass the magic young adult age, whenever mm-hmm. that is, right?
Yeah.
And this conference is for singles of all ages, 20s, mm-hmm. 30s, 40s, 50s plus, so you have a whole cross-section of the church. And so I had one conference in Denver and, you know, applying JP2's work to this state in life, and people said, when's the next one? Mm-hmm. So then I had 22 more. Mm-hmm. And so this is because some years we had two. This is actually the 24th mm-hmm. conference. And the idea is to have the formation on like how to have good relationships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have talks on male-female psychology, you know, brain science. Sometimes we have, you know, communication. We have talks on inner healing and, mm-hmm. you know, personal growth so that mm-hmm. we can really be the best people possible for our future spouses, right? Mm-hmm. And then, too, I think you have to know how to live your life joyfully as a single person in this moment, like I said earlier. So we kind of try to cover all those aspects in some part of the conference. And certainly on the, you know, the closing day, like this year, Father Nathan Cromley is speaking. And the idea is, like, you know, how do we evangelize? Like, we have, mm-hmm. we're in this moment in the church, right? God has called us to a mission. So how do we bring Christ to other people now, right? And so we want people to be equipped to have good relationships and dating and know how to date, because that's the other thing we didn't quite touch on. But people, there used to be a roadmap sort of mm-hmm. for dating, right? Mm-hmm. A certain expectation. This is how you date. And, you know, my grandma's time, she would tell me about, you know, how to go out with several people. And anyway, yeah. She married very young, right? She was 18. Mm-hmm. But now people, you know, well-meaning Catholics are like, I don't know. The culture says this and that. Right. And yeah. gives mixed messages. Like, we don't right. even know how to date,
yeah.
right? And so I think that's, too, showing people, you know, how do you have good relationships? How do you date? How do you approach somebody? How do you say yes? How do you be receptive to somebody, you know, right. as a woman? So I think that's all part of the picture that we want to give people so that they can leave the conference and be encouraged.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that you're single. You might not like it, but you know what? Jesus has something for you right now.
Yeah.
And he loves you no matter what state of life you are, you know?
No, that's really true. And I think what gets complicated is throwing in the mix is the technology of the state of the of mm-hmm. lives, right? So did he text me? Is that proper? Should I get a phone call? Mm-hmm. Should I get, you know what I mean? Just all that kind of stuff. And that just kind of makes everything even more confusing.
Right, because people have different standards.
Sure.
And so, you know, you might try to do one thing, right? But then that person doesn't think that that's how you should do it.
Right, right. Yeah. No, and so I like it. Like you said, it's kind of, it's creating a culture to say what is respectful for every, because, mm-hmm. you know, in life, you're always looking for the next stage. Oh, when I get married, this is going to happen. And then when I have children, and then this is going to happen. And then mm-hmm. this and this. And then you miss the moment, mm-hmm. your present moment as to where you are right now. Because nobody is promised tomorrow. Not mm-hmm. a single person, not a married person, not a child. No one is mm-hmm. promised tomorrow. So it is being fully alive, being content where mm-hmm. you are in this condition of life as we all find ourselves, and just say, Jesus, this is where I am, and I'm going to be fully alive, and I want to be the best version of myself that I could be right mm-hmm. now.
Anastasia, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank God we have you for tomorrow. I mean, we're just scratching the surface with kind of some of the symptoms of what's going on in the singles, you know, culture and way, and the solutions that you're trying, that you're coming up with the conference and with your ongoing ministry. So we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Perfect.
So we'll be right back with Father John Paul. Remember, go to nationalcatholicsingles.com. nationalcatholicsingles.com. You might want to attend that conference. It's coming up the end of this month, and you might want to be a part of this ongoing ministry that you might know all the fruitfulness that you can have at this point and juncture in your life. And that somehow, someway in the Lord, the best is yet to come. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, Father John Paul is with us today, and we're so delighted to have him. Father, tell us your thoughts on the beautiful things that Anastasia was sharing about the Catholic singles.
I think it's so necessary. I think a lot of young people find themselves, I think, getting to even their late 20s, 30s, and even 40s and 50s, and they never imagine themselves being single. They've always desired to be married and settled down with a family. So I think when, and I, as a priest, I deal with young people all the time and people of all ages, and they find themselves, you know, in that kind of category, like, what am I supposed to do? You know, what I'm supposed to do with my life. What is God calling me to do? And I like the fact that these conferences have a lot of formation.
Yeah.
I mean, that word alone, formation, that we all need formation. I don't care what age we're in. Young people, teenagers in their 20s, and even married people need mm-hmm. formation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've dealt with that. A lot of married people find themselves 5, 10, 15 years into marriage, and they didn't receive the proper formation or receive formation
Absolutely.
That they had mm-hmm. in as a young adult, and they come Absolutely. Into marriage, and they're like, what do I do? mm-hmm. So I think it's so great that these conferences have a lot of good, solid formation. And she said the word healing, too, mm-hmm. you know, just to go, because you come into adulthood with a lot of trauma from your young life, and sometimes in your 30s, you're kind of forced to deal with that trauma. Like, how do I deal with this? How do I deal with coming out of a broken family? I don't want to take some of this stuff into my, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. current state of life or the life that I want to live. Yeah. So I'm so happy that things like this are available mm-hmm.
yeah.
for people.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Coming out of relationships that, you know, hurtful in whatever way, or not chaste mm-hmm. relationships, yeah. relationships that possibly had an abortion in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do we get, we need to be healed. How do we, you know, press on forward without dealing with these things to some degree?
And not to be afraid to face them either, mm-hmm. you know, just to Absolutely. Have a space to, okay, let's bring all these things up. You know, honestly, let's deal with them. And not deal with them alone, but deal with them in the context of friendship
and
a community.
That's what Anastasia is offering. She has the conference, but she has nationalcatholicsingles.com.
Yeah.
This fellowship, this community, this ongoing formation, ongoing mm-hmm. training. So it's not just a time and you have no place to go. She helps you to establish things and is offering so much there. Father, close us in a prayer and with a blessing, please.
Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face to you and be merciful to you. May he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Go
Thank
in peace.
You,
be sure to join us tomorrow to continue our conversation with Anastasia Northrup and the National Catholic Singles Conference here later in August. Go to nationalcatholicsingles.com. It's a wonderful website. All the information is there about the conference, ongoing assistance, help, aid, community, formation for you as a single person at this point in your life. God has a beautiful, special plan for your life now. John Paul II said your vocation is to love. And that's going to be true as now, so then. You're thinking about later, do it now. Love the people that you're with now, and then you'll love on into the future. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.